Start. Okay, Rabosai, we are on the bottom of Daf Zayin on the days, continuing along with details of Bedikas Chametz. We mentioned yesterday the halacha of the Mishnah Or Haner and the derivation that was quoted in the Gemara, how we know Or Haner is the way that Bedikas Chametz should be performed. We have more details about that and the types of light that cannot be used for Bedikas Chametz. And that's what we're about to look right now in the Braisa quoting on the bottom of Zayin and Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. So Braisa tells us, Ein Botkin, lo or hachama, v'lo or halavana, v'lo or haavuka. So the Braisa disqualifies three types of light that are not acceptable for Bedikas Chametz. Now, it doesn't say b'diyeved, whether it's kosher or not. We have to see about how much the words are ein botkin are to be taken, in what sense? Does it mean l'chatchila? Does it mean b'diyeved? But there are three examples given in the Braisa. Or hachama, which of course the Gemara is going to discuss exactly the case in terms of what you're checking with or hachama. What is not clear, though, is the time that you're checking. Obviously, or hachama means by day. If you're checking by day, then we're either talking about Yud Gimel or Yud Dalid. And that's part of the question in the Rishonim, exactly when you are checking Or HaChama. Does it mean that you didn't check on Leil Yud Dalid and we're talking about checking Or HaChama not with an Or HaNer on Erev Pesach? Or are we talking about not checking Or HaChama on Yom Yud Gimel? But that would suggest that if you had an Or HaNer, you could use that on Yom Yud Gimel. And that's going to connect us back to Dav Dalid, when the Gemara mentions in connection to this Man HaBedika, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "B'shah shebnei adam mitzuyin bebateihem ve'or haner yafel lebedika." So if you, depending on how you read that Gemara, this is obviously going to impact on how to understand the meaning of the case of Or HaChama. We'll soon see that in a little bit. Let's just see the whole Gemara as a unit, and we'll come back to those details. So we have one case of Or HaChama, another case of Or HaLevana, obviously meaning to say it's a night, but it's not the Or HaNer. And then Or HaAvuka, and Avuka means that you have not just one flame, but you have a few flames fused together. So it's an Avuka like a torch, like we have, we do have Dalla, right? You try to put, even if we had with the other time over Pesach, where you try to put the Neros close to each other, so it creates a sense of an Avuka. So that's also not good, and the reasons are going to be explained as we go on in the Gemara. Elul Or HaNer, and the Braisa says, "Mepnei she'Or HaNer yafel lebedika," because Or HaNer is appropriate for bedika. Now Rashi comments on this on the top. "L'kamei mefarish my malyasa me'avuka." Rashi says that we're going to see later why ner is better than avuka. Now one could be medayik perhaps in this Rashi that the words of the Braisa, "Mepnei she'Or HaNer yafel lebedika," is that meant to go on all three cases? Or is it going only on the last of the cases, meaning Or HaAvuka? Now, it's not 100% a proof from Rashi, because Rashi could just point out why it's better than Avuka, why it's better than Chama, why it's better than Levana. So that we'll discuss, and that's more obvious. But why is Avuka not good? So could be Rashi just wants you to know that. But it could also be that Rashi is learning Pshat, that the lashon of the Braisa, the Pnei, is actually only going specifically on the third example. In other words, what the Braisa is trying to say is that the Or HaNer is better for a certain reason than Navuka. So why would Rashi want to learn that way? Why wouldn't Rashi want to learn that the Mepnei is going on all three cases? It could be that maybe Rashi is implying that there's a difference between the disqualification of Or HaChama and Or HaLevana and the disqualification of Or HaAvuka, namely that the lashon of Mepnei she'Or HaNer yafel lebedika would imply that it's a preference, but not necessarily that the other case is absolutely pasul b'diavad. So Rashi would assume that that would account for why the lashon Mepnei she'Or HaNer is only going on Avuka. This would suggest that Rashi would hold, so says I think the Prima Gadim, Bidas Rashi, that Avuka b'diyeved might be okay. And that's why the Braisa only uses a lashon of Or HaNer yafel b'dika. This is better for the reasons that we'll see later. But regarding Or HaChama, Or HaLevana, to that extent, it would be no good b'diyeved either. That's an interesting possibility that you could get from the lashon of Rashi. Again, we'll have to see more of the reasons why each of these cases is no good. And then based on that, we'll have to know whether in fact the halacha, b'diyeved, it would also be no good, or b'diyeved, it would be good. Again, a possible deal from Rashi is that Rashi is suggesting that there's a malyasa, or a neyafala b'dika. It's a better, has certain malyas that avuka doesn't have. That's why you chatchila, at least, you should use a arhaner. But that's specifically vis-a-vis avuka, that b'diyeved would be kasher, whereas the other cases would be no good b'diyeved either. Again, something to think about in terms of the question of b'diyeved or not. The Braisa continues as far as the mile of Arhaner, that you use Bedikas Cham if you do it go Arhaner. We had this already yesterday. We don't have a absolute proof, but we have a Zecher Ledaber. It's not an absolute Rashi. Rashi says because it's Dibri Kabbalah. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Omer Vaychapes Bagadol Echel Bakaton Kila. That's another Pasuk that talks about Chippus together with Vayimatzei Agavia, Parshas Miketz. The Omer Ba'esahi Achapes is Yerushalayim B'Neiro, the Pasuk in Tzfania. The Omer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kochad Bevate. So this is basically what we saw yesterday as far as the way to learn out that Or HaNer is the way to do Bedikas Chametz. Now the Gemara first is going to analyze the exact situation of Or HaChama. And again, the Gemara doesn't focus on when it's being done. Again, we have two possibilities, either Or HaChama on Yud Gimel, suggesting that Or HaNer on Yud Gimel by day would be good, or the Gemara's, the case would be on Erev Pesach, Yom Yudalid, when you didn't do the Bedika Or HaNer at night, and you want to just use Or HaChama by day. But the Gemara does discuss the exact situation as far as where you're doing your Bedika Or HaChama. Hai Or HaChama, Hei Chi Dami. What is our case of Or HaChama? Should we say that we're discussing using the Or HaChama that goes into your chatzer to check for chametz in your courtyard, because that's where it's outdoors, it's under the sun, there's nothing that's blocking. So you will be able to use you might want to use the Or HaChama in the chatzer. And that's the chiddush of the braisa that you cannot. So the Gemara asks, that cannot be pshat. Ha'amar Rava, Rava taught us, chatzer eina tzvicha bedika, b'pnei she'orve mitzuyin sham. That a chatzah doesn't need bedika at all. Why not? Because since in a chatzah you have these birds, the ravens, and they are there, and they will consume all the chametz that's out there. Interesting chiddush of Rava, that you can rely on the fact that the orvin are going to eat the chametz. You don't have to check. Not clear in the Gemara how far this din goes. Does this mean that if you have what you know to be vaday chametz in your chatzah, you have no reason to have to check if any part of that chametz is left because you can just assume that the orvin are going to devour it? Is that in fact correct? Or does it mean specifically a case of safik chametz? You don't know if you have chametz. You would normally want to check for chametz, possibly there's chametz there. This is how it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Beis Yosef quotes from other Rishonim, that l'maisa, this halacha is not in a case of vadai. After all, the Lashon is enet tzvicha bedika, meaning that you don't know at all if there's chametz. As far as beer is concerned, if you know there's chametz, you might have to go and burn what might be there. No, it's possible that Rav is only saying in a case of a suffix. But either way, the point is you don't have to check at all for chametz. So how could it be that the Bryce is telling us that you can't use our chametz? I guess you could ask if this is correct, that it's a chil between Safik and Vadai, maybe the Braisa needs to tell me the din of Ein Botkin or Achama in the case where you Vadai had Chametz. So maybe it's still Nogea, a case of a Chatzah. It's a Ha'ara that one could ask if you were to assume that by Vadai it's different, then what's the whole Kasha, the Gemara? L'maisa, the Gemara has this Kasha, that you shouldn't have to check the Chatzah at all. So the Gemara suggests, Ela bi'achsadra. What is an achsadra? Achsadra is like a porch. In other words, you have an overhang, like a roof, and then you have poles, and it's open on the various sides. So you can have the chama coming in. It's not totally open, so it's not like a chatzer where there's no roof, and then for sure the orban will get there, but there is some kind of a barrier above. But at the same time, the chama can go in, and therefore, that's where you might want to check with the light of the sun, the sunlight. Ela b'achsadra, says the Gemara, no, that also can't be pshat. Why? Ha'amar Rava, achsadra l'ora nivdekes. Rava also said a halacha that, in fact, you can check your chametz by the sunlight, by an achsadra. Achsadra ora nevgetnis. The light of the achsadra is obviously from the sun. So Rava actually paskins that it's okay. Rashi says, la'ora nevdekes, look at Rashi, la'or shalah nevdekes, to its own natural light. The eight sarach lavi la'or haner balayla, you don't have to bring an or haner balayla ela botka bayom, but you check it by day. Now here too, we have to be medaik and ask ourselves, what exactly is the case in terms of the time that Rav is discussing? Rav is saying, achsadu la'or nevdekes, when? We have two possibilities, either on the day of Yud Gimel, or if you didn't, or in a case where you didn't check on the night of Yud Dalid, then you can check without Or Haner, with the Or HaChama, on the day of Yud Dalid. Does it mean that you can chatchila check on Yud Gimel? Or does it mean only an event that you didn't check on the Leil Yud Dalid, you check with the sun without a need for a candle on Yud Dalid? What would it sound like from Rashi? Again, let's take a look at the language of the Rashi we just read. L'orash nevdekes, l'or shalah nevdekes, v'ein tzarech l'havi l'or haner balayla. What do you think from Rashi? What does it sound like? The pashtus in the Lashon of Rashi. Ein tzarech l'havi l'or haner balayla. What do you think that means?
Sounds like it's talking about the 13th, meaning you don't have to wait till later to bring an or haner.
That's the pashtus in Rashi. So says the Pnei Yeshua. That Rashi is mashma, that in Chanami you can check the achsadra light, the light of the achsadra by day. You don't have to wait tonight. That's what it seems from Rashi, would be a case of achsadra. Others are not so sure. There's a discussion on this, but that would b'chara correct be the lashon of Rashi. Either way, and the other way to learn, and others do learn this way. Just for a second, I have a lashon of the Rush, just to give you one example. The Rush in Siman Yud Aleph. He brings this din of Rava, the achsadra, the nefisha nahora, where there's a lot of light in the achsadra, nivdekes la'ora imhaya tarud v'lobadak balayla. So the Rush basically equates what we'll soon discuss again, regabe chatzer, regabe or hachama, that we said you can't check or hachama. What are we discussing? Yud Gimel or Yud Dalid? And the Rishonim assume we're talking on Yud Dalid. So the Rush assumes that the case of Rava of Achsadra is also in a case where you didn't check, you failed to check on Leil Yud Dalid. Now you're checking on Erev Pesach in the morning. You don't need to bring a candle. You can check to the light of the Achsadra. Again, Pashtas Rashi would be mashma that it's actually talking on Yud Gimel by day. So either way, we still don't understand what the case would be that you can't use Arachama. In terms of a Chatzer, we assume that the Orvin will get it. So you don't have to check at all. In terms of an achsadra, you can actually use or achama because it's a very good way to check. You have the or of the achsadra. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha la'aruba de'becheder. So we're talking about a cheder in the house, but you have a window, a skylight, and therefore that area has the sun coming in, and therefore you would want to use the or achama for that. And that's where we are saying that you can't use the sunlight in that case. Aruba de becheder. So the Gemara says, I still don't understand. Let's be more specific. With the hecha, where exactly are you checking with the sunlight that we're telling you that's not good enough? E levahadi aruba, if it's mamish keneged, where the area that the sun is coming through is hainuach sadra. That's no different than nachsadra, where the sun comes right directly in. And you have that ability to check. So what's wrong? You should be able to rely on the psak of Rava by Achsadra and apply it to the case of Keneged Aruba. Elo l'tzdadin. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about not directly Keneged the skylight, but some other area, but the mice of the sun does spread itself out, gets diffused a little bit into the rest of the room, but it's not mamish Keneged. And therefore, the chidush of the Brice is that you cannot use the sunlight. You'd have to use a candle to go to that area of l'tzdadin. Rashi says, "Udehecha the eza makom becheder will sagi lo ar haruba." Where do we say you can't use the ar haruba? What area? Inem alahadi haruba neged achor mamish, opposite the opening. Amai lo haynu achsadra studin shelchor. In other words, the sun. So what comes out of this Gemara so far? Ugabi the din of orachama. We haven't yet figured out the day, either Yud Gimel or Yud Dalid. But in terms of the location, we explained it's the cheder, but let's study of the cheder. Regarding a chatzer, what seems to come out of this Gemara is that nowhere is there a problem. There's no need for any bedika because of the orvin. We'll see, we'll do the whole Gemara, but we'll have to come back to this. There's an important Rambam here that Kinnira had a different girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam is machalik in the chatzer itself between different parts of the chatzer where you have to check and not have to check. And obviously something in this Gemara would have to be read differently according to the Rambam. So we'll get to that after we do the whole Gemara together. So this is so far what we've discussed in terms of the inyan of Or HaChama. Now let's discuss the other part of the Braisa, Lugabe Avuka. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Avuka lo. So the Braisa is telling us that you can't use an Avuka, again, either Bidiyevet as well, or only L'chadchila. And the question is, why is that true? It's a very good light. V'amar Rava, Maidichsiv, and more quotes a whole member of Rava in order to establish what we would think would be common knowledge, and yet the Gemara goes to great lengths to make the point that Avuka is certainly a very valid form of light. The Amar Rava, Maidich Siv, it's even better than Or HaNer. The Amar Rava, Maidich Siv, Pasuk says, V'noga ko'or tiye, Pasuk in Chabakuk, V'noga ko'or tiye, Karnayim miyad alo, V'sham chev yon uzo. That's the Lashna Pasuk. And on these words, Rav explains, we'll see Rashi in a minute, Lamad tzaddikim domin b'fnei shechina, how do tzaddikim compare opposite the shechina of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'ner b'fnei ha'avuka. Like a ner in the presence of an avuka, meaning the ner is just a small percentage of light of what an avuka gives off. Now, how does it read in the words of the Pasuk? Says Rashi. Noga is a lashon of light, of or. The noga shall asid. We're talking about asid lavo, the light of the future. Let tzaddikim, the light that tzaddikim will have. Asid lavo. Kaor shall shivas yemei bereishis yia. It will be like that of the days of creation. The noga kaor tia. That's the first part of the pasuk. Then it says karnayim miyado lo. What is karnayim? Miloshem ki karan or panav. Karnayim here means a shine, a ray. Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that there was a karan or panav is a ray emanating. The zaharurin miyada kadosh baruch hu, that's miyada from a kadosh baruch hu, the rays that are coming out from kadosh baruch hu with tzaddik, miziv shel a kadosh baruch hu, yechu zaharurin, those rays will go out, lahakrin p'nei tzaddikin, to bring some more light onto the countenance of the tzaddikin. Below ye oram shaveh. But the light of the tzaddikim will not be equated to the light of the shechina of a kadosh baruch hu. Ella, the comparison being kiner b'fnei ha'avuka. So v'sham chev yon uzo, just that's where his strength is buried, is hidden. But the idea is that the rays of a kadosh baruch hu emanate to the tzaddikim, but it's not on the same level. Kadosh baruch hu's a light is like an avuka, and the rays that come out of tzaddikim and their light, as great as it might be, is like only a nir. All of this is to bring out the idea that an avuka is certainly much greater light than a nir. That's one proof. What's the other proof? Again, Rava is the one that's been quoted multiple times here, fourth time now. And the Amar Rava, another halacha of Rava, that brings out the idea that an avuka is greater. Avuka, L'havdala, as we all know the halacha, avuka of the mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's preferable to use for mori ha'esh, not one flame, not an air, but in avuka you have multiple flames intertwined or coming together, connected, as we know. The halacha of mitzvah min ha-mufchar, some Rishonim say it's based on the nusach ha-bracha, bori ma'ore ha'esh, there should be more than one light. But the idea being that it's stronger light. So both of these indications of Rava, the Navuka is actually a better source of light than a Nair. Again, why did we need to prove it from statements of Rava if we could have on our own intuited that? It's interesting. The Gemara felt, but we never know what, maybe we can't always be sure of what we think. Maybe there's something we're missing. So the Gemara quotes it from Rava. So the Kasha therefore is, why can't you use Navuka for Bedikas Chametz? Why can't that count? I mean, in other words, and even though the drushes that we brought it, words of Ner, right? The Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Yeah, but if you have Ner plus, if there's nothing in Avuka that takes away, that has a problem associated with it. So Yuchare B'chama Sayimana, I guess. If you have an Avuka, you have everything that a Ner gives you, you have an Avuka. So that should also qualify for the Pasuk that we use to learn out that you need an Or HaNer. So there must be some drawback in Navuka that would prevent us from using it, again, either only Chatchila or even B'diavad, based on the different discussions and the Shitas here. So the Gemara says a few reasons, four reasons in total. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, reason number one, that you can't use a Navuka. Ze yachal lachniso l'churin v'listokin, b'zei yachal lachniso l'churin v'listokin. Reason number one is that the Ner has the ability to go into the crevices and the cracks, and that can be done because the Ner is much smaller, and so the area is allows for the Ner to fit there, to be able to check for chametz in those areas. And Navuka, which is bigger, can't go there, so that's a reason why Avuka couldn't work. You have to check the chorn v'lestakin. Second reason is Rasvid. Rasvid Amar, ze oro lefana v'ze oro le'acharav. When you're checking for chametz, so you want to look in front of you, and the light that's coming out of Navuka is going to give you light behind, but not in front. And the Ner gives you the light in front of you. So therefore, Rashi explains, let's take a look. He's holding it, he wants to check in front of him. So therefore, again, Rashi Yashin's, it's not ideal for Bedika. Again, Mashma Rashi, perhaps it's only Lechatchila. Again, we'll see that's not the halacha Shulchan Aruch, Nogin Avraham, but Rashi is mashma perhaps that way. Second reason is because it doesn't give you the light in front. Rav Papa says a third reason. Rav Papa Amar Hai Bois V'Hai Lo Bois. Bois means to be concerned, afraid. Bisusa means to be afraid. You're more concerned, you're nervous when you have an avuka. And therefore, it's not going to work for you so well. You'll be worried the whole time while you're holding your avuka. You won't be able to do a proper bedika. Bayis misyare shul yavir sabayis. An avuka could very readily grab on and burn your house down. The in liba la bedika yafi. You'll be distracted. Your bedika will be full of distractions because you're worried about the avuka that you're holding. And therefore, that's another reason why a ner is better. And finally, Rav Ravina on my fourth concern. Ravina Amar Hai Mashach Nahora, V'Hai Miktaf Iktufe. In one case, in the case of a Ner, Mashach Nah, the light is continuous. And V'Hai Miktaf Iktufe means that the Avuka's fire, it jumps. There's a gap. It pulls up. And therefore, that's not as good. Rashi explains, Hai Mashach Nahore, the case of a Ner, the light is extends. It's all connected. Or a Ner Nimshach. Umarich bin koma, where it is, it goes up and it lengthens itself. The eno doit bikfitzus, it doesn't jump. Ella nach makamach, it settles. It's a settled flame. Umiktafik tufe means nifsak. It gets separated. The kofetz tum, it's constantly jumping. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Lashana kotfim maluach, means that those who scrape off the moss. So scraping off is like a detaching. I don't know why Rashi needed to quote Eov. If I looked in Eov, I saw the Mitzudas there quotes a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, the katafta melilos biadecha, by somebody who's working in a kerem, and he can cut off. He Torah gives him permission to cut off whatever it is that's growing there in the kerem, so to pluck. Anyway, that's the same lashon of katifa. So we have four reasons in the Gemara why Navuka is not to be used. Again, reason number one, it doesn't go into the crevices like a Ner does. Number two, it gives you the light behind and not in front. Number three, you're nervous when you're holding a Navuka, so you can't focus as well in Bedika. Number four, because the fire of Navuka jumps up, it doesn't settle. Okay, so we have really a number of things to focus a little bit on. We have the issue of the Bedika Bechatzer, that the Gemara says for sure doesn't need to be done, and because of that, the Or HaChama case would have to be interpreted regarding a case of a room not connected the opening, the chor. So that is a discussion in terms of a chatzer not requiring bedikah and the halacha of orachama. When is it that you're doing the bedikah of orachama that we say if it's oraner, it's okay, and if it's orachama, it's not okay? And then we have to discuss the avuka that we just finished with. Okay, let's take a look at some of the Rishonim. The Rishonim already are asking the question regarding the case of orachama that is no good, but you have to use the Or HaNer. Obviously, you're talking about a day. Which day are we discussing? So they quote a Yerushalmi. I guess we start, I think I gave you Rabbeinu Peretz first. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran, they quote a Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi is quoted by Rabbeinu Peretz. So he asks the obvious question on his own. He says, the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't actually quote the Yerushalmi, but he says, in effect, what they quote from the Yerushalmi. Ein botkin l'or hachama, v'im tomar, my kama or hachama, ho abdika ha'isa b'layla, o b'layla k'chama. What are we discussing here? How can you use the chama? It's not the night. You're supposed to do the b'dika at night. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, v'yeh shloma demay d'avar alayla v'lo badak b'layla, o b'lidak b'yom. So the pshat must be that you're talking about the next day. So he asked us, Akasha, when are you checking orachama? It's obviously by day. He says, yeah, it's talking about where you didn't do the bedika at night. But Lamaisa, they all bring a Yerushalmi that says this. That the Yerushalmi says, Tipater, you have to interpret this braisa as referring to the day. And again, the case being when you didn't do the bedika at night. Now, what are the implications of this Yerushalmi? What about if you did a bedika on Yud Gimel and you didn't use the chama, you used the ner, beyom Yud Gimel? Would that be equally valid? The Brice is saying you can't use our chama by day, you have to use an or haner. So, Lamaisa, what would be the case on Yud Gimel? Let's take a look at the Balamor and the Mechamos, and then we'll see Rabbeinu David. And it all is going to go back to explain how to read the words of the Gemara on Dalet earlier. So the Balamor says the following. Take a look with me, the Balamor in the back. Okay? Hadesanya says the Balamor, this Braisa that speaks about Ein Botkin or Hacham. So he writes it. Meaning to say, you can't check orachama, you need to use an orhaner. Lo tema hani mili biyud gimel, sheyesh lo livdok lel arba aser. Now, one could have understood this braisa as saying you can't check orachama on yud gimel because you're supposed to check at night. But in a case where you didn't check at night and now you're holding Yom Yudalet Erev Pesach, maybe then you could check Lo'arachama. The Balamor is already starting from an assumption that if you wanted to check on Yud Gimel with a candle by day, no problem. His only shaila is, what about if you want to check without a candle on Yom Yudalet? That's the way he's presenting the issue. He says, don't read the braisa and say, Hani mil be Yud Gimel, because you have to check at night. Ella, you will be a Dalit. You could also check on your Dalit. I feel will be a Dalit, meaning to say that if you want to check with a candle on your Dalit, you're okay. Umefurish be Yerushalmi, lo arachama b'chiyesh chama b'layla, ella tipater b'shelo badak. The interpretation is when you didn't check at night, hada amra fil b'yom sarachib d'go aner. So that comes out that when you're checking by day, you still use Oraner anyway. But the Balamor clearly is mashma, that if you wanted to check on Yom Yud Gimel with a candle, what does it sound like in the Balamor? Would that be valid or not? What's mashma the Balamor, Rebbe Boy say?
Yes.
It would be good. Says the Ramban, a couple of things he's going to nitpick on the Balamor. Says the Ramban in Muhammad's a small piece. He quotes the Balamor, Amar HaKosev, says the Balamor, first of all, B'cheich ola adaito lo markein. How could he say what he says? B'lo b'gemara ha'lo l'tzadin, d'lo nafish b'hu ora, b'tzarech ner. So the first point in the Ramban is, that the Gemara explains that what's the case of Orachama, that you do can't use Orachama. It's only the studin that you don't have the light directly by the skylight. The Balamor is mashma, he doesn't make any distinctions. It sounds like he's saying when you check by day, you always need to use a candle. But that's not true. Because if you're checking by day in an area that's directly opposite where the sun is coming in, then the Gemara says you don't need a candle. So that's the first ta'ara of the Machamos. The Balamor doesn't make any differentiations. You check by day, you need to have a candle, not the sunlight. Not true. You're checking in the area that's right opposite where the sun is coming into the room, not with studin, then you can certainly rely on sunlight. So that's the first har. But the other point of the Ramban, the main thrust of his argument, is what the Baal HaMor is mashma regarding Yom Yud Gimel. Continues the Ramban, Umasha Omar, that which the Baal HaMor said, the Afilu Be'arba Asar, right? Even on the 14th, you need to use a candle. It's a very distorted language. It's dafka biyadalid that we say that you can use a candle and you need a candle and you can use a candle. In other words, you don't have the option of checking on the day of Yud Gimel even if you have a candle. So it's not pshat, you can use a candle on Yud Gimel and you can also need a candle on your dalid. It's that you can't use even a candle on Yom Yud Gimel, but on Yud Dalet, that's what we say, if it's not opposite directly where the sun is coming in, then you can use a candle, you need to use a candle. So it's not the way he's saying it. Daf could be a doubt. I will be Yud Gimel afro or aner in a bodit bayom. Now, why is that? The Hidrabah gives you an inkling of why this is so. Why does he assume that you can't check with a candle on the day of Yud Gimel? Says the Ramban, Midrav Nachman, because we have to remember the quote of the Gemara on Dav Dalit. The Omar, Rav Nachman explained, "B'shah shebnei adam mitsuyin bebateyem, be'or haner yafel lebedika." So that line of the Ramban, that's the Gemara on Dav Dalit. The Gemara is trying to figure out why the takana was to do bedika on Leil Yedalit. And the Gemara with the Shaka Betaya, why not check here, check at this hour, check by day. And the Gemara says, "B'shah shebedi adam mitzuyin bebateyan, ba'orne yafel bedika." So, how many svaris are contained in this line of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? So the Ramban sees this as two distinct ideas. In other words, number one, because people are naturally home at night; they're not during the day; they're at work. And number two, because there's a mile of or haner. So, if that's true, then would you be able to do bedika on the day of Yud Gimel? You might be home, and it's still early, you have plenty of time, but you still didn't pass the test of the second criteria. In other words, you still want the milah of Aroner, and there's a particular milah in bedikas chametz, and you're not going to have it if you do it by day. And why not? Because when it's daytime, the ner doesn't really give you much by day. What does a ner give you by day? Very minimal. Because you have anyway the light. So, okay, it's not going to give you it's not going to add very much. When does the ner give you its maximum potential? At night. That's why we want you to do the night. That's how the Ramban read the words of Amnachem Bayitzchak. So look, if you're stuck and now it's the next day and you're not directly opposite the light, then you use the whatever you can get out of the or ner, fine. But ideally, you don't want to rely on that. That's only if you forgot to do it at night. But if you have the daytime of Yud Gimel and you could wait till the nighttime and get the advantage of Oraner, that's what you want to do. That's part of what the Gemara was saying there. So the same svara of the Gemara, in terms of why you don't do bedika al chatchila, the takana was not to do bedika on the day of Yudalit, is also going to give us a reason why you're not going to do chatchila even with an Oraner on the day of Yud Gimel, because you want to get the time of night when the Oraner can give you more benefit. This is how the Ramban is reading the Lashon of the Gemara Dav Dalit. Midrav Rav Nachman, the Omar, the Shasha b'nei adam mitzvim b'bateyan, v'or neyafu b'dika, k'lomar, lahamtin ara abas ha-shachris, ein ha-rashoi. Don't wait till you're Dalit. M'pnei she b'nei adam mitzvim b'bateyan b'layla. Right? That's as far as the people are home at night. V'im b'lahakdim nami b'shlosha asar, that's what the second part of Amnavid is coming to say, You know, the Maila of our Nair is much more pronounced at night. Yeah, and that's the end of the Hasaga and the Balamar. And the Rif doesn't quote this because it's all Pashut, therefore I'm pointing this all out. So we have a very interesting machlokes, the Ramban and Balamar, in terms of whether l'chatchila a person could do their bedika on Yud Gimel Bayom with an Or HaNer. And the Ramban's Hasaga is based on his reading of the Gemara Dav Dalit, that the second half of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's sentence of Or HaNayafu Bedika is Gafka Nedla Fuke doing the Bedika by day of Yud Gimel, even if you want to use the Or HaNer, because the Or HaNer is much more effective at night than by day. So in defense of the Baal HaMor, this is where Ben David says on Dav Dalet, I think the Ritva also has such a pshat. And what did the Baal HaMor, how did he understand Rav Nachman by Yitzchak there on Dav Dalet? So the Rabbeinu David already gives you the understanding of the Baal HaMor. He says that it's really not two different ideas. Nachman by Yitzchak was really saying one idea, and that's the point about people being home. When he adds the Or HaNayafu LeBedika, yesh mefarshim, she'ikar atam hu b'shasha b'nei adam mitzvim b'tayim. That's the point of why the Gemara's answer, they did the takana was for night, because that's when people are home. V'lo amru b'Or HaNayafu LeBedika, ela sh'abedika hi mishubachas l'Or HaNer mil'Or HaCham. Nowhere did the Gemara say or imply that Or HaNer is much better at night than by day. All the Gemara meant is Or HaNer is better than Or HaCham. And given that people are home at night, ubalayla derech b'liyadam l'shtamish Or HaNer, so l'maisa, you're home and you have your Or HaNer, so therefore, that's it. Therefore, you do bedika at night. However, says Rabbi David, imbo livdok b'yom shalo sh'asal Or HaNer, you want to check by candlelight on the day of Yom Yud Gimel, harishus b'liyadam. People are not generally home then. But if you're checking early, so what's the problem? In other words, the problem of people being home is when it's too late on Yom Yudalit. So then you might be out, you won't do bedika. But if you're doing it early, then there's no issue. Okay, sha'amru lefaneinu, ain't both in lola rachama. When it says later in the brayse that we just read, in Balorachama, b'yom shlosha asar amu, shehu rashay livdok. You're allowed to check on Yom Yud Gimel, but you can't check Orachama, you have to check Or HaNer. B'chein das Baal HaMorza. That's the Baal HaMor Shita. Says the Rabbeinu David, I disagree. Ein zenachol. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he goes on, he says, therefore, he says there are two different reasons here. Ishash b'niyad m'yosh m'tzim b'tayem, that's one. And number two, b'shasha Or HaNer yafalu bedika yosem in hayom. The second half of the sentence is a specific reason why the night is when the Or HaNer is better than by day. Therefore, you don't want to check by day at all, even though you have an Or HaNer. Yeah. So this is, therefore, you cannot check Or HaNer on Yom Yud Gimel. So this is a machlokes, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, as we see. But we, just to remind everybody from that back in Dav Dalet, what we also saw in the Rishonim, let's say a person wants to check on Leil Yud Gimel. This year we had no choice. That's what we had because it was Shabbos Erev Pesach. But in a regular year, if a person would want to check on Leil Yud Gimel, Le'or HaNer, can he or can he not? When Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos, so everyone is checking on Leil Yud Dalet, but can you check B'chatchila Leil Yud Gimel? What did we see on this? Who remembers?
There's machlokas, no? We saw...
Yeah. So the Shabura says, because of that, don't make a bracha. But the Ramban, for example, and other Rishonim assume that you could, because the concern is not no longer there. You're there, you're there already, you're home, and you're doing it early. So many Rishonim assume that you could, if you would check then, you may not, you know, with the Yevet, it might be good, because many Rishonim rely on that. But the machlokas that we have in this Gemara concerns doing it by Yom Yud Gimel Or HaNer. That's the Baal HaMor Shita that would also be valid. And again, it's because he read the Gemara differently in Dav Dalet, that the Gemara never meant that Or HaNer should be used at night versus the day. Just meant Or HaNer is better than Or HaCham. But as far as using it by day, you could use it by day l'chatchil on Yom Yud Gimel. The other Rishonim is saying, no, it's only if you didn't do your Bedika Leil Yud Dalet, so now you're stuck. So now when you're checking on Yom Yudalid, then you should use the Or HaNer rather than Or HaChama. But ideally, you should use the Or HaNer at night rather than Or HaNer by day. That's all one inyan that we have in the sugya. Now, the other issue, it has to do with the issue of Chatzar. Right? The Gemara says that there's no need to check Or HaChama at all. Yes, questions? Chari Yosef, yes, go.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit confused within the Rabbeinu David, like the way he explains the Baal HaMor. If the Iker reason is that you should check at night because that's when people are around, why wouldn't you still be inclined to say you can't check during the day, push it off until the night because that's the Iker time when people are around? Like, wouldn't that be a good enough reason to say you can't check on Yud Gimel?
No, because, see, if you're checking early, so then the fact that people are more around at night, what that means is, therefore, if you don't do now, then tomorrow might be too late. People are going to go to work Erev Pesach face, and you're not going to do bedika. But if you're doing it early, Tzvizim Magdimin, so then there's no Cheshash HaPshia. So the Svara of Bnei Adam Mitzvim Bateim doesn't preclude doing it earlier. It only precludes not doing it, waiting to afterwards, when then already you might be going off to work. But to do it earlier, Chorah, shouldn't be a problem. That's what the Baal HaMor is assuming. But if you hold that the second half of the statement of Or HaNer is a reason bedafka to do at night more than the day, that's how you read it, then that would also preclude doing it by day, but Or HaNer. It's only in a case where you didn't do it at night, and now you have to do it by Yom Yudal, then we say use an Or HaNer. This is what we have in this. Yes, Noach.
Would we touch the Baal HaMor to say that the reason for the Or for the Nair, even Afil Bayom, is because of like the Tzadukim in places that the Chamu can't get to? Like what would be the reason that we need an Or for Yom? It seems like almost like superfluous.
So that the Rishonim, their assumption in the Gemara is what you're saying, that really part of what the Gemara means is Or HaNer Yafil Bedika, it doesn't really do much by day. And like the expression in the Gemara, Shraga Batira Mayahani, what does a candle do by day? You have the light already. So that's obviously why the Gemara means to do a dafka at night. No, you see, though, it's not 100% correct, because you see, if you're doing bedika by day of your Dalit, so we're still telling you to do it by Or HaNer, not to Or HaChamas. It must be that some slight benefit to Or HaNer even by day, just not very much. The main effectiveness of the Ner is when it's dark and then you have the Ner. Good. So, but it obviously does. Look, we don't require. In our houses when we do bedika, there's light from the regular light in the house. We don't. No one says to close your lights when you use your flashlight or candle, right? Obviously, there's still something added when you have your focused light of the Ner, even when there's other light in the house anyway. So even if you have light from the chama, you could still get something more from the Ner. But if you want no l'chatchila, whether you can do bedika by day, l'or haner, versus at night, l'or haner. So that, according to the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David, that says, no, you should do it by night, l'or haner, because that's when the or haner is even more effective. If you're doing it by day of Yudalit, then obviously that's the halacha that we have in our Raisa, that you still use or haner. There must be a benefit or haner gives you over or hachama by day as well. The Baal HaMor didn't see the Gemara as relating to that nekud at all, that the Gemara was precluding using or haner by day. It's all a question of the idea of people being home, and Mimila, if they're home at night and they have the Or HaNer available, that's when they start to do the bedika, when the people are home and then they have their candles available to use. But therefore, the Baal HaMor assumes you can use the Or HaNer by day of Yud Gimel too. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the issue of Chatzar and the issue of Achsadra. What comes out of our Gemara, having read it, is that B'chatzar, you can not do any bedika at all because the Arvin are going to eat it. And then we also saw at Berach Sadra that when it's opposite the skylight, right? We saw that that then you don't need to do bedika with Or HaNer because you have the light of the Achsadra Or HaNer Dekes. Those are the two things that were mentioned in the Shaka V'Tarya, right? The Gemara first said Chatzar, that can't be pshat because you don't need to do bedika. And if it's the case of Achsadra, then you can use the Or HaChama, and even in the room, Keneged the opening, it's also enough to use the Or HaChama. That's what comes out of the sugya. You open the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. The Rambam is quite interesting. A couple of things that don't quite fit with what we just read in the Gemara. The Rambam writes as follows: Ein Bodkin, Lo Or Halavana, It's interesting, the order of the Rambam is different than our Braisa, right? We had it in our Braisa first. We said, in Bodkin, the Rambam switched the order for some reason. That's the third case. So that's the beginning. Says the Rambam, when is this all true? In corners and hidden places. But if you have an opening porch which is has a lot of light, in batka l'orachama daya. So that's the din of achsad l'orah nevdekes. But it's interesting to note something immediately in the Lashon Rambam. Let's be medaik. Lashon Rambam. In batka l'orachama daya. What does that sound like to you? Be medaik in the Lashon here. On achsad. That's how many of the first and the Bach others and the Daik and the Rambam. The Rambam is mashba that even the Achsadra case of Orachama is not a lechatchila. That's not the sense that we got from Rashi. Now, we did have the Rush that talked about the case of Achsadra or Nevdekes being the next day. In other words, on your Dalet, if you forgot on the night of your Dalet, then you check the day of your Dalet. The Rashi, we were medayg at the Pnei Yeshua, was saying that Rashi sounds like even on Yud Gimel, but it also sounds like lechatchila, lechatchila. The Rambam sounds, doesn't tell you what day it is. When are you checking the Achsadra? Is it Yud Gimel or Yud Dalet? Not 100% clear, but the Rambam is also mashmit, it's only b'diyevet. Dayo, right? Dayo. Okay, that's one diyuk in the Rambam. Now, that's discussed here. If you look in the Noshe Kelim, you have this... The Lechem Mishnah doesn't think it's such a diuk. L'maisa, the Lechem Mishnah says, Nira, the after Lashon Rabbeinu, Mashma de b'diyevet abadka, avrachachila en lebdika, en lebotka, mikomaka mashma, da afilu chatchilahu. Yeah, L'maisa, he says, otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha from Rava? Maybe the pshat in the Braisa of en botkin l'orachama could go on achsadra and go on lechatchila. So what was the Gemara's kasha? According to, if you learn that the Gemara, that Rava's statement is only b'diyevet, then what was the Gemara asking from Achsadra? That's his raya that really the Rambam could also mean more than just b'diyevet, even l'chatchila. That's his nekuda. The Gemara itself is mashma, not that way. Then the Rambam continues with gabei chatzer. The Rambam says, v'emtza ha-chatzer ein atzarech b'dika mipnei sha'ofos mitzuyin sham v'hein ochin kol chametz v'yipol sham. So the Rambam says about chatzer, that which we say that the ofos are matsui there, they eat whatever chametz is there, he says, emtza chatzer enet tzarech bedika. So where does this come from? The Rambam is distinguishing between what's emtza chatzer and what you could call the side areas of the chatzer, the corners of the chatzer. The Rambam is telling us that which the ofos are going to eat, it's what's in the open area of the chatzer in the middle. It's an interesting Rambam. So where did the Rambam get this from? What's going on here? Where did that come from? But something else is interesting as well. The Gemara does make a mention in the Shaka B'Tarya something about studim. You notice, if we read our Gemara, the Gemara starts by asking, Chatzer doesn't need Bedika. The Gemara says, okay, Achsadra. The Gemara says, but Achsadra l'orin evdekes. The Gemara says, Aruba de Bechedra. Where? Opposite the Aruba, Hainu Achsadra, Elul Itzdadi. So what the Gra and the Lechem Mishnah both suggest is what the Rambam apparently had in the Gemara was not the middle line of Aruba de Becheder and Keneged, Ibahadi Aruba, all that was missing. The Gemara says Elul Itzdadi is actually going back on Chatzit. When it says Elul Itzdadi, we're actually going back to the original assumption that Inema Bechatzit. The Gemara said, what's the case of Arachama that you can't check? The Gemara had a kasha. If Chatzer doesn't need to be checked because of the birds. The Gemara says, Elo litzdadin, meaning that we're discussing a Chatzer case. And we can't use Arachama when in the Chatzer. In the middle of the Chatzer, you're right. The birds are there. You don't have to check. But litzdadin, meaning litzdadin of the Chatzer, that's where you have to tell me the chidush of not using Arachama. So it comes that the Rambam didn't have the middle part when the Gemara talked about Aruba Shebecheder, all that the Rambam omitted in his Girsa. That's what again the Lechem Mishnah says, that the Gra says it as well. Is it the Lechem Mishnah? I believe. Yeah, he's the Lechem Mishnah says a chatzer namikoi, going also on chatzer. But if you look in the Gra says that it's actually that the Rambam didn't have the middle part. The near Rambam from the Gra on the side of the Rambam, the nearest Rambam lo haya gores lo tzricha la aruba ad haynu achsadra. Those two lines of the Gemara, when the one says aruba haynu achsadra, he didn't have lefarish el litzdin going on chatzir, and that's why the Rambam never mentioned the din of aruba about the cheder and the tzadim opposite the hole. The Rambam never mentioned aruba at all. He only mentioned achsadra. But the whole thing about aruba, the Rambam never quoted. Why? Because Bahadi aruba, that was never part of the Rambam's gears from the Gemara. So according to the Lechem Mishnah, it's Ella is going also on chatzir. According to the Gra, we never talked about aruba at all. It was just directly speaking to the case of chatzir. So that would be an interesting marker in the Rambam from the Gemara. That's where the Rambam got this chiluk. Okay, now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. So in terms of Chat, we have Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and we have also in the later Sif, which is Sif Vav, that we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Megabi Refes Baka, but just that we're discussing Chametz, a Chatzer already, I'll just point that from Sif Vav. We'll see Sif Vav in the entirety tomorrow, but just in terms of the issue of when do you assume that the Orvim are going to eat the Chametz, so here the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not all the time when you know the Vadei Chametz, you're going to rely on the birds. But the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Sivav, Bechein Emtsar Shel Chatzer, that's like the Rambam, Emtsar Shel Chatzer, the middle, Ein Atzarach Bedika, Shimchaya Sham Chametz, Ha'orvim, Ushar Ofos, Ha'mitsuyim Sham Yochluhu. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, that it's not every part of the Chatzer, only the middle of the Chatzer, but then he adds, V'hani mili misafik chametz, avu vadei chametz lo. So the mechaber in Sivav, it's only a safik chametz that we say that we can rely on the fact that it was eaten by the birds. By a vadei chametz, we need bedika because you don't assume that the birds for sure ate it up. It's only a tliya, so it's a safik and a safik, you can rely on it. Let's come back to the beginning of Taf Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. This is going to connect us to Or Avuka and the issue of Bechatchil B'diyeved. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Habedika Tarach Shetia L'or HaNer V'lo L'or HaLevana. So he starts with the din of no good L'or HaLevana, or HaNer. Then he continues, V'avar V'lo Badak Le'el Yudalit. If it's now already the next day, on Erev Pesach, Kishabodik b'yom yedal, when you're checking an Erev Pesach, lo yivdok l'or hachama el l'or haner. So the din is that you check on yedal l'or haner as well. Be'achsadra, she'obra rav, the din of achsadra, imbatka l'or hachama daya. Where did that lashon come from? The Shulchan Aruch's lashon? Where did we see that a few minutes ago? Imbatka l'or hachama daya. Now, where did the Mechaber get that lashon? No, Chevra. We just saw it a minute ago. Yeah, the Rambam, right? That's the Rambam meant b'diavad chatchila. Now, what are we talking about? Achsadra, Yud Gimel or Yud Dalet? And the Mechaber concludes, just to finish the sif, v'hu adin k'neged aruba shebecheder. Whatever is true about achsadra, this is based on our sugya, is also true by a k'neged aruba. The Rambam didn't mention it. Maybe he didn't have that line in the Gemara, but that's the din of achsadra. So now, in terms of whether you can check on Yud Gimel by achsadra, right? The same question that we had about orachama, right? Can you check on Yud Gimel? Right, achsadra, usually you can use orachama, right? The question that we had before was using orhaner on Yud Gimel. That was the Machokis Balamor in the Ramban. Now I want to know, if you're checking L'orachama by an achsadra, which is totally fine to use the orachama, can you do it on Yud Gimel? So it's not 100% clear from the Lashon here, but the Rush pointed out it had to be on Yud Dalet. The Rashi with Medayik earlier is perhaps Mashma Yud Gimel. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Im Avar, so it's achsadra. No, he doesn't say it directly. Yeah, Im Bat Kol Orachama, yeah, he says. Gam Zemairi, Sivkat and Hain, Mishnah Berurah, So he's learning that the case of Achsadra is if you didn't check on Leil Yudalit, then you check the Orachama on Yom Yudalit. Not that you can use the Orachama on Yom Yud Gimel. What about the Lashon B'Diavad of Dayo? Says the Mishnah Berurah further, that which he says, Lashon D'Yaved, Mishum D'L'Chatchila, Gam B'Achsadra, Tzarech Livdok B'Leil Yudalit. Because you have to check a Nagel Chatchila. So the reason why it says Dayo is because we're talking on Yom Yudalit. So that could be another reason why the Lashon Dayo is used, because we're already talking about a B'Diavad situation by default, by definition. So therefore, it's not that B'Diavad, Chatchila, you should use a Ner B'Yom Yudalit. It's because you didn't check on Leil Yudalit, so now it's called Dayo, that since you missed the real Zman Bedika, so now you do your Yorachama L'chatchila on Yom Yudalit, it's called B'diavad, because you didn't do the Bedika on Leil Yudalit. That's how he's learning it. Okay, that's as far as the Inyan of Achsadra. Let's go to Siv Beis, right? This is going to get us to the question of Avuka. Sivbeis ain botkin la'or ha'avuka el la'or ha'ner. So that's the min halacha that we learned. Now he adds the following: v'lo b'ner shel chela, v'lo shel shuman, v'lo shel shemen, el b'ner shel shayva. Even when you use candles, so you should use wax as opposed to some things that can drip, or oil, which of course you're worried about where it's going to get, it's going to mess, get you messy and so on. This is the din of or ha'avuka. Is this l'chatchila? No good, but b'diavad kasher, is it even possible b'diavad? It's a big discussion, Magen Avraham and others. How does the Mishnah Berurah read it? So he, which reasons does he bring? It could be, it depends on which reason, something to think about. We had four reasons why avuka is not good, right? So if you were to test the reasons out, what would you say? That you can't go chorner with stocking? That's the first reason. No, nope. Maybe that's the b'diavad problem. The reason of Oro Lefanov, I don't know, it's hard to say. High bias, you get a little distracted, you're nervous. The fact that the candle, the light jumps, hard to know. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring all four reasons. He only brings some of them. He says the reason of you can't bring it to a chorin or a stakin, and he brings the reason that you're afraid. Those are the two reasons that he brings. As far as B'diavad, says the Mishnah Berurah further, interesting. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's broken up into two parts. Ein botkin la'or havuka, el la'or haner. Velo b'ner shel chelav osel shuman, velo shel shemen el b'ner shel shayv. So are these on the same par, or there's a difference here? The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yod says, B'diyeved, in Badag or Avuka, Eino Chal HaBedika, B'tzarech Lachza V'livdog or Ner Yechidi. If you check with Avuka, it doesn't count B'diyeved either. The other case is V'shel Chela V'shel Shuman B'diyeved Chal HaBedika. V'shel Shemen, he has a Mechlokas. He wants to differentiate between the cases. The first case, which disqualifies Avuka, is even B'diyeved. The case of Ner Shel Chelev V'shel Shuman, where you're afraid it might drip on your furniture, whatever. That's b'diavad kasher. Shemen, he says, is a whole question. Where does he get this from, that b'diavad it's not good? So that's Magen Avraham and other Chok Yaakov and others. It has disagrees. It has thought that b'diavad might be kasher. Okay, so this is basically a little bit of a quick summation of the different yanim that come out of this Gemara. Any other questions, Chevra? We're going to, Mitzvah Hashem, go on with more in Yanim Abedikas Chametz tomorrow, but Makom Shemach Nisim Bal Chametz, and the details of that. Again, we've just tried to move along as much as we could just to get a feel for the Inyan, but any questions before we end? Yes, Noach, go.
Yeah. Rabbi, what exactly, it sounds almost, the and the Rambam say themselves, and also just seems very mashma from the Gemara. How did the Rambam really learn the sugya to say that it was b'di'eved and not la'tchila? Like, maybe I missed.
Let's retrace our steps. The Rambam's lesson was dayo, so the mashmos could have been how it struck us is only b'di'eved. The Lecha Mishnah thought that the Rambam didn't mean it that way, and his raya was because then what would be the Gemara's kasha from the case of achsadra. Maybe the Braisa means ain botin oracham lechatchila, but b'diavad it's okay. So what's the Gemara's okasha? That was the Lechem Mishnah's raya that the Rambam didn't mean it b'diavad by achsadra, and the Mishnah Bura gave a little bit of an explanation of why the lashon is used in the lashon of b'diavad, because the Mishnah Bura learns that the case of achsadra that you're checking orachama is a case where you didn't check on Leo Yudalit. We're talking on Yom Yudalit, not the way we thought in Rashi in the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a Yom Yud Gimel. So in other words, the whole case by definition is a B'diyevet case. So because the whole case was B'diyevet, we use a Lashon of Dayo. But once you're checking Yom Yud Dalet, you don't have to chatchil go for a candle. You can use the sunlight. So again, that's the shaila, whether the Rambam meant anything more by using the Lashon of Dayo. Again, it struck us that way the first time we read it, that it's only B'diyevet. But it doesn't have to be at the end of the day that that's the pshat in the Rambam.
I thought the mashmos of the Rambam is that it's still going to be b'dievet, and or that I think we saw this in one of the Mefarshim, that it's the whole key, it's a b'dievet inside of a latchila, that it's latchila generally, but like inside when it comes to the proctum, then it becomes a b'dievet.
Again, I assume you're talking about a case of achsadva, right?
Yes.
So again, one could read that to mean that's only b'dievet. But as Lechem Mishnah points out, if that were true, we have a pshat kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara had a kasha from Achsadra on the Braisa that says, ain botin l'arachama. What's the kasha? Maybe ain botin l'arachama means l'chatchila. Right? That would be a simple answer to the Gemara's kasha. So that would suggest that Rav is even matu l'chatchila. So the Lechem Mishnah assumes it's lav dafka in the Rambam. Why the Rambam used such a lashon, I don't know. But the Mishnah Bura gave us a suggestion, because the Rambam doesn't tell me when I'm checking l'arachama. It could either be yud gimel, could be yud dalet. If it's yud dalet, then that's what the Rush says, then that it's talking yud dalet. Then we understand why maybe the lashon is a tentative lashon of b'diavad, because the whole situation is a b'diavad. Dayo means you really should have done it the night before. But if you didn't do it the night before, then it's good enough to do it on Yom Yudalit without a candle. Not that you have to get a candle chatchila, but the whole case is when you didn't do it the way you're supposed to do it. So that's why it says a lashon diet. You follow me?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, good. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah.